Blog Talk Radio.
If you really are honest with yourself, ladies, and you look in the mirror and you really, really are being reasonable, you know we're better.
Écoutez, à midi.
Quelle heure est-il?
Il est midi.
C'est l'heure de déjeuner.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a à manger? Écoutez.
If you really are honest with yourself, ladies, and you look in the mirror and you really, really are being reasonable, you know we're better.
You can't be the queen yet, because you're the queen, because I'm the king. Can't be a queen without a king.
You know we're better.
Yo, 901, y'all know what time it is, transmitting live from Mars. He's Joe VP, I'm Save James, Midwest Z is a little less than on time, but we're pretty sure he'll be here. He better be here.
We didn't go to break yet,
so keep your shirt on. Keep your shirt on. All right?
Okay.
We'll cross the bridge when we get to it. But
I just want you to know the clip's loaded.
You don't have to excite the argument at
no
all.
No safety.
All right, so Z, you want to announce yourself, let him know you're here so you can put the gun back in the holster. Put it away, killer. We know him. He's good. He's from out here. He's a man. I've seen him in a while, but he's from out here. All right.
All right, so he's familiar. I got you.
That's my man's in him. He good.
What did I miss?
No, no, you was a
no
kicky about...
ass, boss.
He's good to go. He's good to go. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you tell everybody to keep their hands off him around here. All right, he good.
Jesus Christ, what did I miss?
Nah, you was about.
Just know you good. Just know you good.
Yeah, you straight. You vouch for. Tough in these streets, nigga. You know what I mean?
Well, my money.
Don't play no games out here.
My money's good on the sea.
You good out here now.
Good
money, that's what's up.
Yeah, you like our son almost, son. Like, you good. You good.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
I ain't go there. I said that's my man's in the man, so he good with me. You know what I mean?
Out of that whole little shit, like, just for some of our new listeners or people who don't really know the dynamic, like, the fact that I have no fucking religious affiliation with anything that these motherfuckers do, but yet I'm entrenched and I know just as much about what goes on, you know, as far as their faith and how the inner workings.
Yeah,
like
just our walk of life.
That
entrenched, just our walk of life. Yeah, that's a fact.
You know, it's just crazy. So it's like, that's how, it's honestly like, it was probably the only situation in my life where it was like I wasn't the nigga putting somebody on. Like, I got put on. Like, that shit was weird. It's like, so
to a whole team of motherfuckers, B. A whole team.
I was like, yo, I be putting Mike Red on. Like, this nigga. The one time he did it, this shit was clutch. So, you know.
Yeah, no, that's
done,
a fact.
I done bit a few bullets for Mike Red. So,
yeah,
like,
I can imagine.
Yeah, when he came through. So I thank you niggas.
Oh no, absolutely. Like,
niggas.
Yo, the thing is this though. A lot of people, they hear that, you know, that faith based walk and, you know, quote unquote religionified, you know, connotation, and think niggas, you know, ain't got they own issues with them. Like, every black, like, we ain't been black in the hood all our life too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just, you know what I mean? Right. Just because we were, you know, taught a certain way on how to, you know, keep balancing our life. Don't mean
how to maneuver. Y'all just maneuver
that's it.
Different.
Like, that's it. We just work you know what I'm saying, work the room different. That's all. We all looking for the same thing out of life. Yeah, I mean, we're all looking for the same thing out of life. We just had a little bit of different teaching in the world.
The grass is greener if you water it. You don't,
so,
you know, if you don't water the grass, it can't be green.
And the thing about it is, and when we all met Jovi, we was like, oh, he's just a regular ass nigga. Yeah, exactly. All right, come on, nigga. We doing this. Come on, you know, right?
Let me tell you, when I met Jovi, I met Jovi in 2006.
Damn, so I got years on the relationship with y'all niggas. Pause, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 2005.
I met Jovi high school years, nigga.
Oh, see, now I remember him being there, but see, I didn't, you know, Mike and them was so young, but they wasn't even, they really... It's weird because at that time it was we were pick on Mike, right? Chuck and Jason, we didn't even let Mike around. So when he was with Mike at that time, I remember him being there, but I didn't like. So I remember Chuck was like, "Yo, he good. This dude right here with Mike, is cool.
but still fuck Mike up. Joe be cool.
But we body slammed the shit
though.
Out of Mike in that hotel room."
You still want some mic. That's fucked up.
Nigga, I ran that shit like a prison. Nigga, I had the best
yo.
Day. Like, the nigga Chuck tried to...
Is that what you
mean
me?
Chuck up.
It was me, Wax, and Chuck in the same room. And we was at the Super 8 over off of London Bully.
Yeah. Which one? Oh, the one up in Churchland? Oh, no, the one up by McDonald's.
Yeah, and right across from the Waffle House, nigga.
Oh, yeah, oh, y'all was in the hundred. Oh, yeah, y'all was in the hundred in that joint. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that shit because some of the girls that I thought were good girls were not very good girls. But anywho, when I moved to D.C., though, I met this cat, and it was instant. It was like, oh, yeah, he good. Like, he's like, fuck you, Mike. That's my man right there.
You speak that language too? Oh, you speak that language too? Oh, okay.
Right. But it's been, but I'm going to tell you, since day one, it's been 100% with this. I ain't never had an issue with Jovi.
Nah, me neither. Ever. That's what I'm saying. And that's one thing God said, the nigga's been consistent ever since I met him. He ain't the loudest motherfucker in the room, but you know he did.
You know his position.
You know he did. So, I mean, and I respect that about son. He always been, you know, stayed the course, as far as I know. I ain't never heard no funny shit about son, and he never gave me a vibe to feel any kind of fuck shit about the nigga. So, you know, kudos to you and your character. Oxon Hill did well.
Appreciate it.
Oxon Hill did well. Yeah, so, in the words of my man Lope Dog, enough of that sentimental shit. Let's move on to the show. Enough of that sentimental, this bro, man, that these fucking clowns got going over here. You know what I'm saying? Deal, nigga. Nigga stupid. Word. But anyway, we done babbled enough. We actually probably need to take a break right now to break the monotony. We will do that. And I was looking for a track to load. So this is Black History Month, so I always want to highlight the greatness of the creation of black folks when it came to the musical content that people took in over the years. And I had a special song on my mind that I could not find the MP3 version of in time to load up to the board tonight. But it was a DJ Screw song that he had. He made with Lil Flip called Knocking Pictures Off the Wall, some shit like that. And
well, I know what you're talking
about. Yo, fam, that to this day is one of my favorite songs, not even just of the Southern Corridor, but just in general. I had that song on my playlist so long that I had to take it out for at least a year And I'm still going on that year. I haven't put that back in the playlist yet. Because I'm telling you, I had that shit in my playlist probably from the time that I had a playlist, a workout playlist. And that's one of the interchangeable joints that you could just, you know, you could remove from the playlist, but you could add it back at any time, and then you'll be appreciative of the layoff that you have from it. Because, like, wow, I remember why you played this song so much. But, you know, that just goes to show the greatness of the form, the art, the culture of hip-hop, of how if you really a hip-hop head, you really have no barriers and no boundaries on what you listen to. You can have your preferences, but good hip-hop, like, official hip-hop of a certain era is official hip-hop of that era. It transcends. You know what I mean? And that was one of the songs that I wish that I had. I'm still trying to get it before the show is over, just so y'all can hear what I'm talking about. But I wanted to highlight.
You fell in love with that Houston movement of 2005.
Nigga, yo, fam, do you understand what my life was at the time when in the early 2000s when Flip was popping? You know what my life was?
Oh no. Oh, he was in Atlanta. He was a gorilla, and I already know what it is,
yo,
bro.
And already on top of that, not even that music put me in the zone to be able to hit the streets for the night. He was cracking, but I was like, you know, half baked, like 24 hours of the day. Only time I wasn't high was when I was asleep, and I was probably sleeping it off. You feel what I'm saying?
Facts.
And so to be in that mode. And to hear that music, when you have a system that you actually competed in competitions in Atlanta with, it created a whole nother, or a whole nother.
You have an emotional attachment to it.
Yo, fam, it just created a whole nother parallel universe that you was able to transcend to at that time. Like, I was totally free of emotion, totally free of cares. It was a high point of my life that I can always point to and bring a smile to my face. And that was part of a staple of that time. So hats off to you, DJ Screw. Even though you left us too early, unfortunately, due to a habit that Houston and the South made popular with the promethazine syrup and all that shit like that.
He left way too early.
His work wasn't finished, but he made his mark. So, you know, we give credit to that. So I'm trying to think. I need to find a Houston rapper to
look.
Oh, let me find some pimp.
But I say, nigga, if you don't find Port Arthur's Finest and play that
yeah.
shit, nigga.
Yeah. All right, nigga. I'm sorry.
Work something basis, making big change, dancing in them trick faces, and sleeping the day, but by the food at night, you kiss that thing in the mind, but she been playing with my pipe, now get your mind right, hater, you a simp, and I'm a red hot undercover pimp, that make the girls get down on the floor, like a real live money making pro, you gotta take it off, and let a first class nigga break you wild, chick, you gotta take it off. Take it off, and let a first class figure break you wild. So it was a secret that Victoria tried to hide. A little slide to lie, I done pushed my pride aside. Just a slide aside, man, I done died tonight. Now what I'm supposed to do? Then got close to you, looking like a poster too. Don't wanna boast, but you missing to a doctor feel good. Lay a player real good. Slipping came back and it was still good. She will put a few tips in her mouth.
That's that definition of them true chicks in the side. Let me do my thing on the cool, quick to the cock. Get the best, but guess what? We kicking the mind, shaking it soft. Should have been here, she did eight in the law. But you was late and you lost, and she was taking it out.
Take it out, and let a first class nigga break your wild cheek. You gotta take it out. Take it out, and let a first class nigga break your wild song. Shit, touching with my diamonds on. And man, I miss that boy Pop. I'm sipping liquor, trying to grip the crown. I keep a chip off in my cell phone. They used to call me Pimp C, but now the chicks, they call me James Jones. And if I slip, I'm back to D slanging. Keep them boys nine-headed, and keep the boppers with their butts swinging. I used to be the young player holding. Now I lead them girls with their jelly roll swollen. I'm rolling, you gotta take it off. Take it out, and let a first class nigga break your wild cheek. You gotta take it out. Take it out, and let a first class nigga break your wild thumb.
Coming direct from the gentleman, full of that blend again. Live on stage, fellas, this is cinnamon. Fine, black, and feminine, I'm in a win. Look at the cinnamon, full of hallucinogens. Me, her inner friends, not the venom in my state. Wanna poison, coming with a brother and the boys. And make sure you don't forget to bring the toys in. We stuck it, check it. We got to keep them getting bucket naked, making it soft. We keep these boppers taking
take it out.
Take it out,
and let a first class figure break you wild cheek. You gotta take it out. Take it out, and let a first class nigga break your wild cheek. You gotta take it out. Take it out, and let a first class nigga break your wild cheek. You gotta take it out. Take it out, and let a first class nigga break your wild dumb chick. Hold up.
For the record, I want you guys to try to find, you know, another podcast that's not headed up, paused by some kind of rap star or former star that has a lot of cachet and a lot of pull. And I dare you to find a better playlist than what we have on here. Some real hip hop shit. Like, you know, I'm not even trying to, you know, pull a muscle pat myself on the back, but like Max Kellerman said, if you sometimes you don't toot your own horn, how you gonna hear music? You know what I mean?
Yeah, nigga, so, talk your shit, nigga.
Talk that shit. That's what I'm saying, man. Like, a lot of niggas is sleeping. And the thing about it, the bad part about it is, like, I know niggas is watching what we doing because they was talking to me about, you know, I see you still doing your thing with the podcast thing. Yeah, nigga, tune in. Support a nigga. You might enjoy the conversation.
Right.
That's all I be saying.
Tell a friend.
Yeah, I mean, that's all we saying,
and
man.
I'm sick of the motherfuckers. Like, what night that shit on? Nigga, I put the post up. What you mean?
Every time, nigga, it ain't changed. You know, it ain't changed. It's going to be one of them days out the week. We ain't doing Monday, Wednesday. We doing Tuesday and Thursday. Fuck out of here.
And not even that. Or, you ain't got to listen to it live. Jump
you can
on
just
the motherfucking website.
The
run that shit
jump
back, Trevo.
You can play it back.
Like,
the playback is even better.
Fucking link is right there. It ain't going nowhere. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? We love y'all either way.
Need a horse
love
to water.
Haters will be haters.
Love is the answer. And, you know, and that's what we got to keep. Love is the answer, man. So, you know, we appreciate those that listen. And we just encourage those that's not to you know, slowly catch on. It's a good thing.
Speaking of which,
I ain't worried about it. You know,
shout out to Norway.
Keep spoon feeding them. Yeah, Norway.
Oh yeah, shout
Poland,
out to Norway.
Poland. Ecuador.
Were we in Brazil?
I don't think we're in Brazil yet, fam. We ain't made it to Rio. We ain't make it to Rio yet. Trust me, I'm gonna throw. We gonna have a parade, nigga. Live parade. If we get to
nigga, we going straight reggae tone when we go to Brazil.
Yeah, facto. Yeah, I mean, we in Jamaica, though. We in Jamaica. We in the Bahamas.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we creeping our way around there. Slowly but surely.
Oh,
yeah. Slowly but surely. Bad of time. But anyway, so what we got for the show today? We got the Rochester police wilding out. We still ain't learned nothing yet. From all of the situations that we've seen. But the thing is this. My whole thing with that whole situation is we don't really take into consideration the fact that a lot of these police have minimal training to de-escalate conflict dealing with the mental health arena. Okay?
Right.
They're trying to de-escalate conflict on a quote-unquote, you know, a rational thinker or whatever the case may be. All right, just for lack of better
term.
That's
the whole reason why they want to defund the police in the first place, is because
they gotta hold them accountable, man.
Right.
That's all it is.
You need more community presence. It's just like the statement has always been made. How can you be a pastor of a church and you grew up with a silver spoon, but you're pastoring a church in the middle of the hood? You've never dealt with hood problems. So how can you even administer help to these people if you don't even know what the fuck they're going through? And that's it's been in multiple rap songs. How are you gonna put a man in my neighborhood that ain't even from here? You know what I mean? Like, the system is set up to fail regardless.
But the fact remains is that this is one situation that obviously went way too far, right? Now, there's another situation, my man Kurt Reynolds from Cali that I tell you I went to school with. He was dealing with mental health issues, and he ended up getting killed by the deputies out there because of that, because they didn't know how to handle it. They didn't know how to de-escalate the problem. Now, did they know prior to going to the situation that was the case? I'll give them the benefit of the doubt, say that they don't. But at the same time, there has to be a way you can be able to de-escalate hostile situations without having to result to deadly force. That's all I'm saying. Without physical confrontation and without deadly force. And for some strange reason, the only time motherfuckers get labeled with mental health issues is if they are white domestic terrorists. That's the only time I see that label easily thrown around and labeled quickly.
It's a leading statement.
It's in the headlines. It's creating the narrative. All right, now that's a whole nother show for itself. But what do you guys think should be the proper protocol if, in fact, this was a case that was being presented to the police that's there to protect and serve of a mental health situation, someone that's suicidal? Someone that's suicidal, I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that there probably is some underlying mental instability that's leading them to this point. All right, I'm gonna go on a limb and say that we know that during the Great Depression or whatever like that, people jumping out the windows when they saw the stock market crashing and everything else like that. You know, when the shit crashed in 2008, there was reports of people going who lost all of their money in that was tied up in the market or whatever. They went home and killed their whole family and kill themselves. We heard of those situations. We're not talking about emotional, responses to stimuli. I'm talking about something that may have been diagnosed or is diagnosable. Are they prepared to deal with that, knowing that's what they're walking into? And what should they do? What should they do to better serve the community in that capacity? Should there be a separate, task force, a separe a group of folks that, that's on that same police force that are specifically trained to deal with that community? Or what? I mean, I'm looking for solutions.
So I think what would help things definitely would be a more clear and a more defined separation of powers. I definitely, growing up in the county that I grew up in, and I would say for the most part it was policed kind of loosely unless shit started getting out of hand, but you knew which areas to pretty much maneuver through or which ones to avoid around those chaotic periods.
Mm-hmm.
So in our county, the police respond to the criminal shit more often than not. If it's something domestic, you're getting the sheriff. And
right, okay.
Usually the sheriffs are a little bit more, it's like if you took the security guard serious at the mall type shit. Like, it's like, all right, I respect you, you know, you ain't no regular ass dude, like, you can lock me up, like, but you ain't really
Paul
trying
Blart.
To lock me up because, nah, ain't no Paul Blart shit. Like, you ain't, like, they want to be, they law enforcement, but they not really taking this shit serious. Like, in our county, like, the majority of them work at the courthouse or they work at, like, one of the little county facilities, bro. Like, they're not doing too much. Like, they are strictly here. Like, anything that escalates over a certain point, they go and get the actual PGPD involved. Like, and usually once they get to the scene, they roll. They're gone.
Mm.
Like, okay, not on some, I hate to say JV and varsity type shit, but it's like they JV and varsity. It's like, oh, the real smoke here? Let's go get the PGPD. Because it ain't a whole bunch of sheriffs either, though.
Wow, I ain't know.
It's
like
not
that.
A whole bunch of sheriffs. It ain't a whole bunch of sheriffs. And every sheriff you see moonlight do, like, security somewhere, something like that. So it's like, I feel like a task force like that would kind of get those scary ones, because to me, the scary ones are the ones that's doing the shooting. You got some that are just outright aggressive and, you know, got a point to prove.
Right.
But the majority of these motherfuckers were scared.
No, and
so
that,
move
but that's...
these scary ones, move these scary ones down to the other shit.
But that's
so
the
they only got to deal with those situations.
But that's the principle that comes with, you know, I guess with street life anyway. From what I was told and from what I've seen, scared niggas kill. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
The scared niggas are kill. Like. And it's not to say that you just some suck ass nigga, in some cases. But I tell you like this: if I got the hammer on me, and I'm scared for my life, I think you about to run down on me. Hey, somebody gotta go. And if I get the drop, I'll gladly say on the stand, yeah. If I get caught for it, yeah, I was scared for my life. I seen
right.
Looking this nigga. I know a killer's when I know killer's eyes when I see them. And if I had to drop, hey, this is just the time he got caught slipping. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So
one
I mean that's just the principle. People are gonna have, you know, self preservation, but in that situation, when you're put in those situations, you're supposed to be there to be, quote unquote, the brave one. You can't go into it being scared. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like a cop almost shot my dog in Atlanta because this nigga was scared of my dog. No, I had to go take him home because I was like, and I had, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I was walking around, you know, heavy on the waist a little bit too. So it was like, this may not end well. We all going to die out here because he shoot my dog. I ain't gonna say I'm gonna kill this nigga, but I may be apt to reach for my shit. And you know what I'm saying? It may end up being a real bad day for the news. You know what I'm saying? And, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, I had to think about shit. I'm like, this nigga really scared. He was really about to pull his gun out. He took the fucking unloosed the holster, had his shit on there, you know, with the Academy style finger, the index finger. Lining up down the barrel. You know what I'm saying? So this nigga was getting ready to, you know, I was like, you know what, dog? It's cool, man. It was on Auburn Fest and everything. We had Auburn Ave locked off and it was all the markets and performances, food truck. It was popping out there. I was like, you know what? I ain't even gotta go there. I ain't about to do nothing to you. But you ain't about to do nothing to my dog neither, nigga. So we had to go. Scary niggas kill. And that's what I'm saying. Scary niggas like that, I don't think should be on the force. Because if you ain't had that badge and that gun, you probably get your jaw broke out here. You know what I mean?
Hell
not
yeah.
by me. Probably by somebody else you may have tried to front on. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
So it's like, you know, it's them type of niggas that be end up going to situations that they never been, like you were saying before, Jovi, ain't never been able to relate to what goes on, what the workings are of that neighborhood, of that community. You know what I mean? So all they know, if they're not apt to it, and they don't understand it, it's just, I guess, some human's nature, but they don't understand, they kill or they destroy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then that's where we at with it. And that's what the mentality, I feel, kind of plagues, like you said, a lot of these cops or whatever like that, for the reason that not only does this 9-year-old get cuffed and detained, they also got pepper sprayed. And I thank God that it was just pepper spray, because if she was a little older and maybe a boy, this might have been another Tamir Rice situation.
Yeah, it might have been a bullet instead.
You know what I'm saying? Because we automatically know black men pose more threat to society than anything else under the sun.
I'm just confused why she was handcuffed and getting sprayed at the same time.
And the family reported that she was going through a mental health episode. The family reported that. That was the call.
Right.
I don't understand, my nigga. Like, what's it going to take? You know, but then I do understand, because if a nigga that's supposed to be a functional autistic man was laying down the middle of the street with his hands out saying, don't shoot, and the nigga still gets shot. Like,
yeah.
It don't matter. That skin color is a motherfucker to some of these cops, man. I'm at a loss sometimes. Like, what is it going to take? She a 9-year-old girl. You a grown ass adult, full blown Anglo-Saxon, and you scared enough of this 9-year-old girl. I mean, where do you start?
Nine.
Where do you
not
start?
Not 19.
Where do you start?
Not 29. Nine. Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, what explanation can you possibly have to validate those actions? I don't give a fuck how unruly she was acting. I worked in a school of alternative population students. The niggas that was in between, what that shit was called out there in Maryland, Jovi, Oak Hill? That the niggas had to go down there for me? Oak Hill, right?
I know what you're talking about.
It was Oak Hill.
It's Oak Hill.
Yo, that was the last step before these kids had to go to jail. That was basically juvie jail for them niggas.
Yeah, and like they forced these niggas to go to school.
Yo, fam, and that was at the school they forced them to go to. You know what I mean? So it's like, if they teach us how to de-escalate shit and how to restrain them to not hurt ourselves or them. I had to go to a 2-day training on that shit.
Oh, yeah.
So I know that these cops know the same shit.
The curriculum is there, right? The curriculum is there. It's just not being adhered to.
Yo, fam, the shit is fucking wild, my nigga. Like, I'm just so... I don't know, man. This shit is just so wild to me. Like, what is it going to take? What is it going to take? And I ain't, you know what I'm saying? The thing is, I don't want to, you know, complain and like, systematic. We know what it is. But it's like, fuck we got to do to make it, like, to get it to slow down. You know, everything
I don't
takes
know.
Nowadays.
Your guess is Your guess is
I ain't even asking for it. I mean, would I want it to stop? Hell yeah, I would. But do I know it's going to stop? No, I know it's not going to stop because I know we got people like that in every precinct across the country. There's always going to be one.
Yo, so this, and it's so
down,
funny
though.
You said that shit. So funny you said that shit because, for what it's worth, his stand-up wasn't the best stand-up, and I know a lot of people don't really adhere to, you know, what Chris Rock says or what he does or his comedy or whatever. But in that Tamarine one, he said that shit. He led the fucking stand-up with that shit. He was like, you know, they just keep killing black cops. Like, when you guys are going to just, you know, y'all going to break it up, like, maybe kill a white kid. Like, nope. He's like, it's just us. He was like, you know, sometimes, maybe one day I just want to see justice for Chad. Like, it's never, and if it happens, we don't hear about it. And I think another part of the, it's an overall conditioning in this country because from the time, and you know, our resident caller, Busy Gats, shout out to Biz. Like,
oh yeah,
he said
oh, yeah,
on the previous show.
The tinfoil hat back time went out. He on hold right now. He didn't speak up yet.
Yeah, I know. I felt the vibes. I felt the vibes. Pause. So
be my nigga, Biz.
So like, so quite honestly, he said it. He like it's a conditioning. Like you hear from the time that they're little kids, you watch the news, they're savages. You know, you turn on the internet, we're savages. You know, you turn on the TV, we're savages. So it's like you get conditioned to kind of treat us. Your initial instinct, as far as how American conditions for black men, black people, especially black men, the initial reaction is fear. Like we don't know what it's like to go into a situation where someone is, unless it's with another black person, to where there's no underlying fear in a situation.
Right.
And even with
right.
some of the black folks, you in a situation, if you know they sketchy.
But they scared of you too.
A little bit of fear.
Yeah, they scared of you too. Yeah, no, dope. I get to fit as much as I want to keep my style and, you know, my you know, how I dress and all that shit like that going, see, like, motherfuckers still be scared to look me in the eye. Like, well, I did an experiment with my son. We was in the supermarket one day, and I forgot where I was. And he asked me something, because he noticed something when I asked somebody something. He's like, yo, why are they even looking you in the eye? I said, yo, because they scared of me, and they don't know why. I said, watch. Every person I walk by, especially like, you know, I was doing it with white people in general. This is kind of like, shows like the conditioning, how like you said, how they're programmed to think of us as dangerous. I said, I'm going to look everyone. I said, watch me. I said, I'm going to look everyone in their eye. I may not speak, or I might. I just may look. I'm going to look them in their eyes as we cross them paths and watch how they give the quick look and look away and keep looking at the aisle like they looking for something soda that they already have or some shit. You know what I'm saying? And yo, and it's just like I'm not a scary motherfucker, man. I may be tall. I mean, you know, may have, you know, little neck and shoulders. You know, I fill out my shirts maybe, but you know, nigga, I might be able to help you change your tire because you can't get that, you know, that lug wrench around. You know what I mean? I could go reach that shit for your mother that can't get the toilet paper on the top shelf. Like, yo, fam, I ain't on it like that. But like you saying, Joby, at the end of the day, they go into it. We go into the situation already at a deficit because it's already programmed into them that we dangerous motherfuckers. How does that work?
How does that work? I don't know, but we are judged as animals, essentially.
I mean, look, like I always say, man, these motherfuckers just better be glad we looking for equality and not fucking revenge, nigga. Or should
right,
it be real
right.
or should it be real bad for niggas, B? Real bad. You know what I mean? But anyway, it's break time. I see we done stirred up Biz. We'll get to this commentary after the break. After this, what are we gonna do? What time is it? Now we still got time for one more time before we go into Did You Know and Bitch Please. So let's do it that way. We go one more time. Let's lighten it up. We'll go to business when we come back, and we'll see what we're talking about. But we're gonna get some West Coast activity when everybody wanted cornrows and box braids. And they couldn't wear blue and red in their hood, certain hoods, if you was from Cali, unless you was really claiming a set. 9:40, be right back.
Wake your punk ass up. The NCAA's back in the motherfucking house. Kicking a straight gangster shit for the 9-1, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Growing up in the hood, yeah, boy, 1984 was the year my peers didn't know what was in store. A little hard head kick came of age, time to feel my dudes, learn the tricks of the trade. And at home, it's the same ass story. Moms treat me like she don't even know me. But my younger brothers got much clout. I can't take this shit, so I bone the hell out and run with the pack of wicked motherfuckers. No shorts are taken, we damn black. Brothers, a little nigga with no problems at all. Fucked up and killed my first 8-ball. Quick off the stairs, so little sucker, stop looking. Stagger to the house so I can collect my whoopin'. But watch out to the little niggas up to no good. Growing up in the hood. To realize gay, sometimes I wonder, but it just seems that the hood just took me under. Only sweat my tip and keep harassing, trying to lock me up because I keep on blasting. Community trying to shut me out, but the money keeps flowing, and I got much clout with the cluckers. The brunt of back street punk suckers trying to break me out, fool, to be a show motherfucker. Always strapping, eager to fill a cap. I set up a trap, put you quick to a nap, because I grew up fast on the wrong side of the law. So I can take two to your jaw. Don't enter my hood, homeboy. Not a RoboCop, a RoboGangster ready to destroy. I take chances, this life to be ain't no good. Growing up in the hood.
Eastern, 844 Central. We transmitting live from Mars. I'm Joe VP, Midwest East Omaha, chilling in the snowy, cold, godforsaken Midwest of the United States of America.
Yikes.
And the illest nigga on the boards right now, pause, DJ Save James DNS, that nigga Save. 914-219-0866, that's the number. Call it. Press 1. Talk with us. Or don't. But you probably talk to us. Kind of a heavy topic. Too redundant for my liking.
Facts.
It's something that, given the platform, we have to discuss. We have to, you know, bring attention to, and what the fuck we gonna do? We got Busy Gats, my guy. Welcome. You already know what it is. Kick your feet up. You home.
What's good, fellas? How y'all feeling?
Good.
Shit. Mm-hmm. Straight like that.
Always a blessing to be here. I'm trying to, you know what I mean? I'm trying to build on my listening, man. Trying to absorb. So when I come to y'all show, I'll be absorbing so much that y'all can just be putting out. And then, you know, motherfuckers are baiting me in for some shit. Say you made a statement. And you was explaining to your son why they have an issue looking you in your eyes. And I mean, it just, you know me, I like to keep shit simple. Nigga, if I raped your mother and your sister and fed your babies to gators.
Right. How am I looking at
you? I fed your babies to gators. When, about what time would you start forgiving me?
Right.
Right. I mean, that's just kind of how, at what time would I feel like it's safe for me to be around you without no bad feelings? Even they know we shouldn't be as fucking kind as we should be. Even they know that the route that we're taking right now is bitch made. They know that shit.
Oh, yeah.
You get what I'm saying? This shit ain't a surprise to them. That's why this shit bothered me so much. And niggas was like, yo, people at the Capitol, like, I had people really calling me up, asking me how I felt about that shit. And it's like, how do I feel? Like, I feel like I was fucking reading a pamphlet on how to go about getting my freedom, nigga.
A DYI?
That's what it felt like.
Is this a DYI guy, nigga?
Protesting for dummies. That's what the fuck I felt like I was watching. Because the shit we've been doing for 400 years don't work.
Right.
We not willing to do what they willing to do. You tell them, listen. Motherfuckers tell us, yo, we going back to slavery. Niggas gonna be like, how much they paying? You tell a white motherfucker, you got to stay inside for 8 hours out of day. He's going to fucking war. You know why? Because one nigga knows what it feels to be free and the other don't.
Right.
We don't even have a clue what freedom is. So we don't know when that shit's being taken from us if we've never had it. That's why they don't show you no history about when niggas was kings and had their own slaves. They don't show you that history. That way your brain will never be able to process you being free. So there's never no moment in which you sitting here saying, oh, I wish I was like this. Or you don't know what like this is. You got motherfuckers begging for freedom but don't know what freedom is. So that way when you get a little bit here and there, you think that, oh, this must be freedom. This must be food.
It's lit. It's lit, fool.
It's lit. We got a Kamala. We lit.
We lit.
We gotta come out and we lit.
Right.
You understand? Like it's
Chuck
like
pearls.
It's like it's not redundant, bro. Like it's not redundant. Like I know how young niggas be feeling. That's how I used to feel. Like yo, it's like damn, you just talking for your fucking health. But it ain't really redundant because I feel like it's just a sifter. We going through a sifting process, bro. And all of the part timers is about to be exposed. Like. I was talking to somebody today about this shit, like, and I've just been sitting back noticing, like, we do a lot of, like, motherfuckers is full-time, like, you know somebody in your family or somebody you know that just is always, every time you talk to me, what you doing? Well, I'm getting my bachelor's and then I'm doing my master's and, right? Niggas be full-time students, right? Full-time students, always in school. Same thing with church. Niggas be full-time church members. Never take that church shit out into the world and change no lives. Never take that school shit out into the world and change no lives. Same thing with these protesters and woke motherfuckers. We not really woke. We not really trying to practice none of this shit. This shit look cute. We could post about this shit. We could talk about this shit, and it make it look like we doing some shit. But when it comes to real change, real life activities that's going on, if the news ain't pushing, then we not talking about it, and it's not real. It's half-assing. It's really that simple. We full-time conversationalists. We're full-time, you know what I'm saying, students of some shit that will never apply to real life. So that's why they keep doing that shit. Them niggas will pepper spray a five-year-old tomorrow. What we gonna do?
Yeah.
Them niggas can kick in. They can kick in
the
fucking door.
They're gonna walk on
the Capitol. They could kick in the door of a whole delivery room and pepper spray a 2-month-old. What we gonna do? So we might as well go talk about Beyonce and shit, my nigga. Like, talk about, you know what I'm saying? Talk about some shit will have an effect over. These motherfuckers don't give a fuck about us. You think anybody, black, white, Chinese, could just pepper spray some little white girl on TV so we can see it? It's not to say that shit don't happen.
And the thing about it, though, is like, you know, when I was making a promo today, I had to stop myself from putting the actual footage on it. So I had to tell myself, like, I'm not going to keep on circulating this
the trauma.
Fucking, yeah, I can't do it. I can't be
stop
a part of it.
Circulating the trauma.
I can't
That's
be a part
thing.
Of it.
You have to stop doing that shit, bro.
I can't be a part of it.
I'm sick of that scrolling down my timeline, and I'm seeing, like, my sister asked me the other day to watch the movie, The American Skin, and we was talking, I didn't want to be like the fucking, you know what I'm saying, the stickler, you know what I'm saying, that motherfucker. So, you know what I mean, I don't watch this, you know what I'm saying? So I just was like, you know, I'm
not watching.
I
ain't watching that shit.
That she never
I ain't watching
asked
that shit,
me.
B.
I was praying that
I
she didn't
that
ask
either.
Me again about it. But I'm not, you think me as a black man living in America, I want to watch a movie with a little boy getting killed by the cops?
See,
I don't
even
that in my spirit.
I didn't even know that's what it was about, but I know it was some traumatic experience because about skin
I'm
color.
I'm done with all of the
I don't
want to
see
I'm
none of that shit. That's like, I don't
want to
see
slaves.
No, I don't want to see, that's what I'm about to say. I don't want to see no more slave movies. None of that shit.
I'm tired of that shit.
None of that shit. I don't even know about the struggle anymore. I know it's a struggle.
Make a movie based on that Do You Remember shit. You remember when we seen Eddie as a motherfucking Egyptian pharaoh?
Right. Yeah.
We've seen what we looked like, glorious. Play off of that, my nigga. I'm tired. That's just me. I'm just me, bro. Like, I don't have the... I think it's fucking disrespectful to our people that when I scroll down my IG, without me asking for it, I can see black butt cheeks or black lives being lost. Without me asking for it. Without me going to a page of black booties. This is what
Sometimes I'm not too mad at the black butt cheeks. I'm just going to be honest. Some of them look pretty fucking good, but I get your point. I just want to say that. I would get your point.
This is like, yo, this is rough now, man. Like, this shit is like, I just now when I hear about this shit, 9-year-old girl pepper spray, like, come on, dogs. Like, we know what we're dealing. This is not no training shit. You don't train somebody to have decency and integrity, morals. You don't, civility, you don't train somebody into that. That's what the fucking job application is for, to identify if you have these qualities before you even get to this class. That's what the interview is for, before you even make it to training. So if they're getting past training and they're getting all the way to fucking graduation, then it's not the fucking students, it's the whole system. So it's like, bro, like, we could dissect this shit all day, but niggas is out here, they got a number they're trying to reach, and every day they're getting closer to it. And we can analyze how many niggas got killed today and how closer they are to their number. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what to do, bro. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't think there's necessarily something that could be done that niggas really want to do. And so, therefore, it's a sifting process. Motherfuckers that's willing to make that big move, that's willing to do whatever, that's willing to lose their life for this shit, you know what I'm saying, is a reward for them. And for those who ain't, those who just rather go, you know what I'm saying, see, what they say, the hottest, what Dante say, the hottest place in hell. is reserved for the niggas that sat by and did nothing. The hottest level of hell. Not for the Hitlers and the Osamas or the Trumps. So the motherfuckers that sat by, seen what was going on and did nothing because they didn't want to ruffle no feathers. Okay. Get your shits ruffled.
Yeah.
Get your shits ruffled. That's where we at now, bro.
No, I mean, but the agitation is necessary. That's the only way. That's the only way things get clean in a washing machine. The actual mechanism in it is called the agitator. So it has to.
I had a real quick. I just want to say, like, I did my show. I just released a show. And
Barely Verified.
Show,
check
him
out on YouTube. Check him out on YouTube, guys.
Barely Verified, man. And I had my cousin come on to the show. My father's cousin. He fighting police reform, but his name is Kenneth Chamberlain Jr. His father, Kenneth Chamberlain Sr., was killed by police officers out in White Plains, New York, back in about 2013, I want to believe, or 2011. And right now, they made a movie about his father. It's in the Sundance Film Festival. Matter of fact, right before this COVID shit hit down, they was nominated for about they won about 10 awards, nominated for more. I mean, big movie or whatever they doing on his father. But the story is, this is how it goes, because we was talking about the mental health. The father had on a life alert chain. The life alert chain goes off by accident, and that results in police coming to his house, killing him, and before killing him, calling him a nigger. No charges filed. You understand what I'm saying? This is where we're at.
Yeah.
This shit isn't just happening on a national level where say, I mean, I had to explain to my cousin, I said, the reason why a lot of these niggas ain't, my songs and all these niggas, they ain't trying to rock with your shit is because your shit is too clear cut and dry. There's no way you excuse somebody pressing a life alert button and lose their life.
Sure.
You could say a George Floyd was a robber and he was already on drugs and shit like that. You could say a Mike Brown was stealing stuff. Trayvon Martin was on fucking drugs. You could use all of that. What do you say to an 80-year-old war veteran who pressed his life alert button by accident and police came, called him, and they didn't kill him? You can't say nothing. That's why you don't hear about that story on the...
Yeah, you won't.
You get what I'm saying? This is the game.
But you never will. You never will. Because it's damning to their argument. So you're never going to hear that side of the story. And
damn it, it doesn't leave the space for two.
I mean, it's Captain Obvious over here. Speaking about, you know, the facts of the matter. And that's just, like you said, this is where we at. And, you know, I don't know, my nigga. Just all I'm saying is, man, y'all niggas get the strap and just, you know, hold shit down. Is just in case.
You know how you
sticky.
Fight it, bro? You
that's
know how
it.
You fight this shit, bro? That conversation you had with Isaac.
But,
bro,
I mean,
that's the only
I'm
way
teaching,
you can really fight this now.
I've been teaching that since he was young about, you know, why things are the way they are. You know, is he slowly starting to grasp it? I think he is. I'm just trying to make sure that he kind of, you know, channels the energy properly. You dig what I'm saying? Like, so that, you know, I'm not trying to make no, you know, anti-humanist individual, but at the same time, I'm not going to lie to him about situations that put certain people in positions that others aren't afforded. I'm not going to lie to him about that, because that shit is the fucking truth. You know what I mean? I'm not going
to
lie to him.
I'm not going to teach him how to pet a snake.
Well,
straight up.
And that part, too. He's going to be wise in his decision-making process. And,
you don't
know,
hate snakes. You don't go around killing them, but you got to understand.
You got to understand
who
what
you
they
are. Dealing with.
What they are. You got to understand what they are.
And what their nature is. I don't want to say, I'm going to keep it 100. Y'all know me, bro. But I want to say my shit has definitely been shifting because it's so hard to say the they, right? Because I don't never want to get to the point where the blanket is dead. And like Ali said, I'm not in the position to be identifying who is and who. It's not about that. Like, what I'm realizing, like, when you see Italy, for instance, and you got 50,000 restaurants out there protesting the government, right? That ain't 50,000 restaurants. They not owned by 50,000 black people. You get what I'm saying? That's not what's happening. What's happening is there's a world agenda going on. Are black people at the top of that list of who got to go first? Yeah, that's the only list we come first on.
We already know.
On the top, but everybody's on that shit. And if we could learn how to connect everybody, because that's what it is. You know, and you got the generals and you got the soldiers. And we as a people, we are the generals of this earth. We are the leaders of this earth because we are connected to this earth like none other. We have given birth to every other. So if you keep us subjugated, then this whole shit will be out of whack. But when we rise up, everybody else eats. Why? Because that's just our nature. That's just our nature.
Agreed.
And I'm not saying I'm not saying people's nature is bad. What I'm saying is people have, like, for instance, our Asian people are very disciplined. They're the most disciplined of us. You get what I'm saying? You can look at the Indian culture and say they're the most ingenuitive of us. Or you get what I'm saying? Everybody has their strong suits.
Mm-hmm. They're the most haggling. Them motherfuckers haggle
the
price
down. Yeah,
they're
the most viable.
Like, I ain't never seen it before. Oh, my God.
And it's just, it's like, I think that that's where we're at now. We have to learn that, like, what love is. Like, love is for real. Like, what love really is the acceptance of somebody else's explanation of love. That's what love is. That's what it is, bro, and that's where we're at. People, there's a disrespect for that. The people in charge have no respect for the ones at the bottom, the 1% controlling the 99%. It's the same shit over and over. But as long as we here and we allow shit like that to happen, and we allow, and when I'm saying allow it, it's like we can't just be talking about this shit. There was supposed to be a unit. I wanted to see a rapper say, listen, 1,000 niggas all locked link in right now, and we're going to this place, and we need justice. We need justice. At some point in time, niggas have to be scared of us, niggas.
They already are, but we're
That's
not.
Just
the, thing
right.
is, the thing is this though, Biz. We're not enforcing that prowess that we already
say they used to be scared. They're not.
They still are. They just have us in such a holding pattern that they don't expect us to scare them anymore on the level that they need to be scared of. You know what I'm saying? That's like you coming to school every day from September. I punch you in the face every day. You won't do nothing about it. Nigga, by Memorial Day, I'm like, this is no way this nigga's gonna try to hit me or get with me on the last day of school. If I've been punching you in the face every day, you ain't doing nothing from September to Memorial Day weekend, there's no way I'm going to believe at any point in time you're going to rise up. Because you should have did it by now. And that's how I look at that statement. They
but
still,
this is,
they,
you know what's
they,
so
they still
sick about what
chance.
We do?
They still know there's a
you know
chance
so
that it can happen.
We do, though, bro?
But they don't believe we're going to do it. What?
But, bro, this is what's so sick that we do. It's one thing for the bully to come into school and to beat us up because he's bigger and stronger. It's another thing for us to get our ass whooped by this bully and then pay for his gym membership that stretches this nigga to whip our ass some more.
That keep him strong. Keep him strong.
We support every institution they give us to support.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you
and then
that
wonder
too.
How they remain in power.
I hear you on that, too. Well, look, we got to take a break.
How the fuck we expecting a nigga to stop whipping our ass and we can't stop buying his clothes?
That's a $64 question, fam. I don't have an answer for the masses.
Right.
Okay. We got to take a break. Super Bowl picks on the other side of this break. 10:04, we'll be right back.
Right now, motherfucker, let's go. Yeah, what can make a nigga wanna go and get it? Said he won a Beamer with the subs in it. Said he grew up in a house and it was love missing. Said he grew up in a city, keep his gun with him. Young nigga, young nigga.
Let's go.
Young, young nigga. And he don't need a reason, he a young nigga. And y'all want your daughter and your sons with him. Young, young nigga. Young, young nigga. Probably never understand him. Till he pull up in a Phantom. When he pull up in a Phantom, he gon' have that shit blasting.
That's right.
Like young nigga, young nigga. Young nigga, young nigga. What they call you, where you from, nigga?
Where you from, nigga?
In my city, that was question number one, nigga.
Number one, nigga.
Looking at the legend I become, nigga.
Yeah.
I can't help but feeling like I am the one, nigga. Remember, I was on the run, nigga. Couple years before you had a son, nigga. Open up your doors and kept it one with me. Held a nigga down and that was love, nigga. Nobody wanna stand in front of judge, nigga.
Yeah.
Make you think of better days like when you was winning. Standing on the couches in the club with us. Then I got my shot, I had to run with it. Lost count many days in the studio we slay, but this shit we gotta say. Staring in the space as you fishing for a phrase, uninspired and your mind still is all a paper chase. First you over dedicate, then you notice that you're great. And you've been the whole time and it slapped you in your face. Then you stacking in your safe, got it cracking, it was fake. Now you the definition, nigga, laughing to the bank. I'm a master of my fate, plus I'm the type of nigga on the masters to my tapes. I'm in Nevada for the day. I caught a flight from Philly, we just sold out TLA. Fresh up off the stage, on my way to B of A. A and B, we LA, tryna eat, we the way. Look, young Nipsey the great, never taught how to drink, I just lead to the lake. 80-something degrees in LA.
Yeah.
Fuck it, time to put some jet skis on the lake. Look, I got a team at my bank. I don't even need an ID at my bank. This used to be a dream we would chase. I know Jay Stone and Copy Supreme could relate. I know the whole team could relate. I know Evan McKenzie and Ron Lees could relate. Cornell Sedan, Adam Anderbron, Stephen Donaldson, and Black Salmon on this marathon. Ballers is my brother, used to hustle out the vines. Couple hundred thousand up, he took a shovel to the line. With no exaggeration for the content of my songs. When he went to dig it up, shit, 100-something gone. Molded. You can ask moms, had to plug in blow dry for the ones that we can wash. Salvaged a little bit. Young rich nigga shit, pressure on your shoulders. How you gonna deal with it? Say yourself comfortable when you transition. But it's so beautiful when you get rich in it. When you start killing shit, and they all witness it. Money grow faster than niggas can't finish shit. Open more businesses with you and your niggas. Just watching your vision. Be a four generation. Four dealership. We up in four.
Number one.
Watching and they wishing that it wasn't Jordan. I forgive you, I remember I was born. But I ain't in the way of what you're reaching for. Gotta play the game, you gotta reach the score. See, I'ma do the same and pop the country for it. Tell me if I want it, gotta hustle for it. Only difference out of money, more mature.
Young nigga, young nigga, young nigga, young nigga, young nigga, young nigga.
First, 908 in the Midwest. 1008 on the East Coast. Transmitting live from Mars, the name of the show. Joined by my esteemed co-host, Joe VP. DNF, I think it's Dave, holding it down in the snow burrows. I am Midwest Z. Name speaks for itself.
Yeah, and I got a new acquaintance for you. I'm sorry, you said it's snow. I got a new equation for you. 12 punch inches of snow and a shovel equals a bad lower back.
Yeah, you just figured that out.
Yeah. Fuck that. All that snow. You know, this driveway. Anyway, yeah, I'm sorry.
914-216.
Oh, whatever, nigga.
It's the number to dial.
Nigga, I like to see you shovel this driveway on a fucking incline that's about, I don't know, 50 feet long or whatever, pause.
Did you see the plantation? Did you see the plantation video I sent you when I moved in, nigga?
That don't mean shit, nigga. You probably got a snowblower. I don't.
I don't.
I got a shovel.
I got kids. Nigga, tell Isaac to get his weight up.
Yo, I said that he pulled that I got class bullshit on me. I said, nigga, next time for school fall, you get a shovel. I don't give a fuck what you say. I mean, instead of miss class, I said, baby, hey, somebody gotta take me for the team. Fuck that, ain't gonna be my back no more. But yeah, though, I'm sorry. Yeah, Zeke, I'm sorry. Carry on.
Anywho, no, you good. So, we are back. We are also joined by one of our resident call-ins, Busy Gats. Always appreciate the wealth of knowledge and brain-sparking energy. Think, you know, makes you think. The brother makes you think. But we're going to move on to our segment, as we call Did You Know? And this week we are doing Super Bowl Did You Know Fun Facts. Man. And there's a couple interesting ones. First one is, did you know that Americans eat 1 billion wings? They eat more than 1 billion wings on Super Bowl Sunday. A billion.
That's a lot of GMO chicken.
God,
that's a lot of
damn.
Chicken. Yo, right? 1 billion. Super Bowl Sunday is the second largest food consumption day in the year.
That's
crazy. Right? That's crazy. Bigger than Christmas. But obviously Thanksgiving is the biggest food consumption day of the year.
Right.
Bill Simms was supposedly paid $75,000 to be the first to use the catchphrase, what was it? Where the hell did it go? Oh, I'm going to Disney World.
Oh,
what
word?
Do now? Yeah, $75,000. He was the first one, Phil Simms.
Oh, shit.
1987.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they beat the Broncos, right? 87, they beat the Broncos, yep, that year. I remember,
and
that shit.
So now that phrase is worth $170,000.
Damn.
Yeah, right? this one I thought was super interesting. The halftime performers don't get paid.
Fuck out of here. Why would they be clamoring for that
it's
spot?
Promotion.
Thing?
Promotion.
They don't get paid, bro. It is straight promo. It's the biggest TV day of the year. That is their paycheck. They do not get paid.
Wow.
Why you think Jay-Z don't do that shit?
Right.
Nope.
Wow. Okay. News to me. Last one.
It is estimated that $358 million will pass through Vegas on Super Bowl Sunday.
Shit, that's it? I thought it'd be at least half a billion.
No. That, but that's just people in Vegas, though. Like, the people that are actually in Vegas.
Okay. I guess other sports folks can make up for that. But I thought at least half a billion. Wow.
Oh, man. Right, I mean, on the book, it's probably got to be more like $2 billion.
Yeah, I was saying, good shit, Z. That was eye-opening information. Let's start with the surrogate guest, co-host Biz. I mean, are you into the sport or you like, you know, fuck all this since they did my nigga Cap dirty? Let's start off there before I even ask you.
I just niggas kind of showed their hands who they was. I don't see, you know what I mean?
So you ain't fucking with that
show
at all?
Was.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I just, you know.
All right, that's fair enough.
I think, you know.
Fair enough.
I like the, it's a beautiful sport. You know what I'm saying? I think football is a beautiful sport. Same thing like with basketball. Like, I can't be no hypocrite. I still be watching basketball games. Like, and I feel like what happened over there was kind of wild. Like, but, you know, it's like you fuck with a bitch that you know done burnt you. Done cheating on you. You just love this bitch. You just still fucking with her.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But you know the bitch is bad.
Yeah.
You know the bitch is bad. You know one day you either you gonna get rid of her or she gonna kill you. Like you know where the shit going. But you know, but yeah, I just think that, you know, I'm like surprised that we're talking about the Super Bowl, and Lord knows we should be talking about that white boy that beat on that black girl terribly.
Yeah, we spoke on that last
like an
show.
Animal.
We did.
We spoke.
No, not y'all.
The rest of the public. No, I get it.
I'm talking about this needs to be headlining.
No, I get it.
Like,
just like how Ray
Rice. Ain't Jay Z supposed to be like the ambassador for niggas now, like in the NFL? What's he got to say about this whole situation?
Yeah. All right, Biz. Oh, whoa. Come on, we're trying to get picked, baby. Before you go there, let us indulge in the sport for a second. Let's get our picks in before we go there. We're still trying to keep the format. All right, so you don't have a pick. That's cool. We get that. I'll go first. I'm gonna go Kansas City. Two reasons. Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, that's one reason. And I don't want Tom Brady to get 7 rings. I'm sorry, I gotta say. I gotta be that dude. I don't want him to get 7 and not like this. I don't want him because then my inner business is gonna come out about how the old white guy gotta beat the young upstart black dude. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's gonna play out too much for me. Like, I need Pat to go out there and put up a 50 burger and Honey Badger to have be the MVP. You know what I'm saying? For being all over the place. I need to see that happen.
Oh, I looked at it the other way.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I think Brady's going to lose.
No, that's what I want. That's what I want.
Yeah, I think he's going to lose.
Yeah, that's what I want.
He got some troublesome niggas on his team. He got some historically troublesome Negroes on his squad.
Oh, you look at that like that, or the track record of the
Kansas City got a bunch of niggas. Remember the boy came out and said this shit. He ain't think there's two sides to the story between Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin and shit. The quarterback for Kansas City.
Oh, Pat?
Yeah, I think it was like his rookie year or when he was in college.
Yeah.
Like right around draft time, some shit like that.
So they know they can trust him. He's a good old boy.
Well, I mean, that's probably all factual. But again, you know, I kind of chalk that up to the upbringing. You know what I'm saying? Like I said on this, I think I don't know if it was last show or the show before. When I was explaining to my son, was like, Patrick Mahomes is just is what we see in the hood every day, but that just has white people's resources and opportunities. Like top shelf white people resources and opportunities.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like Curry.
You know what I'm saying? Like Curry. He was born into a good situation. He has the melanin at his side for the physical edge, but he has the resources that's mostly only afforded to upper class white folks that helped him progress his talent and his persona. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, definitely. That definitely. You know what I'm saying?
That's definitely the case. He was bred to do it.
Like, and this is what you get. You know what I'm saying? Because like all of these top shelf, you know, like I'm a go quarterbacks just for the sake of argument. A lot of these top shelf quarterbacks, none of them come from 8 Mile.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Daddies was quarterbacks.
Or baseball players, or some shit like that.
Wasn't Kelly and LeBron born in the same hospital?
Who? Steph Curry? That nigga from North Carolina.
He was born in Cleveland.
He was?
Zeke, do the research.
I'm all over it.
Same hospital.
Wait a minute. Now, that's interesting.
I ain't going to do that. My bad, y'all.
I mean, hey,
just study your gematria when y'all get the chance.
Nah, listen, listen, man, listen, man. You know, I don't question that shit. I know there's unseen hands that move shit.
Yeah.
I know that.
What are the chances of that?
Right, I ain't no fool to that.
It says, despite the affluence between the two, Steph Curry and James were born in the same exact hospital in Akron. Dell lived in the town during his so when his dad played for the Cavaliers, and obviously LeBron, that's where his folks are from.
Akron's a powerful place. I've been there for the Rock the Mic tour.
That's new to me.
It's just something to fucking get off tonight. Just be chilling. Just, you know, take a look at this stuff.
So,
that is news.
Okay.
Well, so anyway, back to the picks. Again, I got Kansas City over Old Man River over there. It's good. I think it's going to be a good game. But I think, honestly, I want Kansas City to win. I just think it's gonna come down who gets the ball last. That's what most of the games have come down to, except for the last one that they played.
Facts.
The over under is 56.
Okay.
And so that's, you know,
that's about what, 28 feet, 28, 27, 28, 28.
So, it's going to be a shootout. I mean, I really think this game is going to come down to defense. I think it's going to come down to whoever makes either the first stop and then execution, or the last stop and execution. And that's the only way that this game is going to be determined, because they can both swing their gunners. They can throw that ball 50 yards, no problem. So it's going to come down to defense, and whoever, like I said, either makes the first stop on offense thereafter, or the last one to do that exact method. Otherwise, it's not going to be no 40-19 or 40-. It's not going to be like that.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to get out the box on them like that. Joby, what you got?
You bugging. I think Kansas City going to blow the doors off of them just off the strength that the correlation that Biz just brought up. And you keep hearing the narrative since the team kind of took off last year. They're the NFL Warriors. They're fun to watch. Everybody under the age of 12 are Chiefs fans now. Like, they drive the fucking NFL right now.
Yes.
So you think the machine is behind them? You think the machine is behind them more than Tom Brady?
This is to help put Mahomes over.
Bro.
Okay.
Win-win. They got niggas watching. It's like the voting, bro. They don't care who wins this time. They both of them niggas is good old boys.
Let me ask you this.
Think about it. We were boycotting them for injustice to black people. And the eve of the Super Bowl, they have not addressed one of their players beating the shit out of a black woman, trying to kill her. They won. My bad.
Hey, Ben.
Stop apologizing, nigga.
Okay, so here's the deal. So how many of us are going to tweet the NFL tonight and say, are y'all going to adjust this wheeler situation or what?
But the thing is, what you're saying, though, Z?
Y'all dog Michael Vick.
But for real, though, what he's saying, though, Z, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, is that that's what they expect us to do only, tweet, not take no real action. That's what they
right.
We tuning in. They gonna make their money. Y'all remember when the shit with Donald Sterling happened with the Clippers, and when that whole shit went down.
Yeah.
And then remember when that night they came out with with their jerseys on backwards, and they was interviewing Donald, and they said, "So how do you feel about the players?" And he said, "How do you feel about the players coming out with your jerseys, with their jerseys on backwards?" And he said, "Look, man, look, those are my guys. Okay, they're mine, and I'm theirs. You know, I mean, look, what's going on is bad, and you know, but it's like, and basically what he's saying is, nigga, they showed up to work, didn't they? Did I make my money today? Those are my guys. Because they are mine. I am there. They are my slaves, and I am their master, nigga. Yeah, the fuck if they wore the jerseys on backwards on their heads, on their feet. I don't give a damn about that. They came to work, right? Did I make a check for the day's work,
and I paid them. Yep.
And then 100%. I sold a bullshit ass franchise for way more than it was worth because of this black movement. And then you get Steve Ballmer, who don't know really shit about the shit. He buys the shit. So you helped me flip my fucking company in the midst of y'all niggas talking shit about me for being racist.
Right. Technically, I should have lost everything.
Let's not forget when the Trump shit, this wasn't the first time this was done. This wasn't the first time this shit was done. What we seen with Trump, Donald Sterling was the first one. That was the tester to see how we would all get on board. But common sense, like, yeah, niggas really got a problem. They wouldn't come to work. They stop playing. He would lose money for every time they weren't, and he would have to pay that. That's how you would hit him back, nigga.
Right.
I.e. a Kyrie talking about boycotting the league. Like, come on, it's the same thing, bro.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be a very talented one.
They was quick to label him as crazy. They was quick to label him as crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's going to be a very talented move game, and I believe that, you know what I'm saying? I think it's going to be fire, you know what I'm saying? I think you're going to see Tom Brady in rare form. I think this will be his last, you know what I'm saying, hoorah. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that nigga's saying he's coming back for more. You know he can win with them dudes. You know he can get there.
He's 44 years old.
He coming back.
It looked like everybody heading to their bunkers. It just looked like everybody heading to their bunkers.
I believe when I see it, man.
I seen niggas like Jeff Bezos step down.
Yo, and then we didn't even get to that. We didn't even get to that. That was part of the tackles for tonight. We didn't even get to that. So, only thing I'm going to say to that, because we got to go, because there's only like a little bit over 2 minutes left in the show, is that he knows something's up. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. He knows something up.
Mm-hmm.
You be a fucking trillionaire and then step down from the head position of the entity that made you a trillionaire just to be a seated chair in the board of directors and let somebody else run it? Nah. Something's up. Something is up. I don't know
changing
what.
Careers. He just changed
his
careers.
Yeah, he's going to food and beverage director now, bottom line.
Yeah. Yeah, Gates got 200,000 miles for the whatchamacallit, square miles for food growth.
Yeah. You know something up.
Yeah, he about to,
I'm not buying it. I ain't buying it. Run the play.
Phase two.
Run the play, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, run the play, ladies and gentlemen. Run the play. Hey, look, man. We had
200,000 acres. Excuse me.
If you give me 2 seconds real quick, Faith. I'm gonna leave y'all with something. Look into China and ownership of America by 2025. Then you can understand Bezos' move.
Say that again.
Do the research. China and the ownership of the United States of America by 2025. When you look at the research on that, then you can understand why Bezos did what he did.
It's for real, man. It's this shit will take your life, man.
We out, y'all. We see y'all Monday.
NYC, load up. MOBBGETACD, burn something, let's get lifty. Queens, is you with me, nigga, shifty. I turn around, a kid tried to hit me. I back him down with the 50-50. It had to been a thug in me. The tunnel banging, come and get me. The first 500 bitches free. The kid with the guard, too, and let all my guards come.
come through. Live niggas on the side of the bar, you get smacked, boo, and fuck too. Shit on me, but then fuck you. Go on with your high class ass if you want to. Out of state, you be sucking me off and breaking off. We bitch niggas dying when my dick went soft. My mom got it locked with master lock. You get your locks picked, run up in your spot, master glove shit. Queens niggas involved with thug shit, you get lumped it. Quick, we in the bathroom dumping. To the three-time losers, alcohol abusers, big money spenders and the Ebenezer Scrooges, thugs holding fort with the 16-shot Rugers, the cream that I redeem will bring Alexa Land Cruiser, dominant chapter, assassin in the obsolete, and my mom comes deep, put the wind beneath your feet, my heart's harder than concrete, in urban streets, you walk beat, but still thugs carry heat, I get deep in the skin, paragraphs from within, dear Lord, my life is fight, please forgive me for my sins, my kin, say my kin, ain't no room for extra friends, one love to my thugs up north in the depends, be your profit of race, beat my speech on stage, living shits, renegade, breaking down barricades, these days are getting rough, another brother handcuffed, falling victim to the game, it's like styles corrupt, my crime niggas living street life, and Queens niggas living